Collision in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are here at the Zappos headquarters. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're in the WOW Theater, actually. Nice one, Aaron. Nice one, Aaron. Aaron Mendez from Patelco Credit Union. How are you, Aaron?
Good, good.
All right. And then we have Warner Dowd from Partners Federal Credit Union. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yay. All right. So what are you guys, what are you guys doing here? But I already know what you guys are. You're on a panel today talking about credit unions, our time is now, digital meets mission-driven financial services. So who wants to start with kind of an overview of what we're going to be talking about here? Aaron, you want to go first?
Sure. So we're going to be talking about how digital matters, how payments matter, and how they connect, at least for Patelco, to our mission of building members' financial health and well-being. So,
indeed, Warner?
Yeah, I was going to say the only thing I'd add to that is just really how are we going to utilize the resources that are out there, working with the fintechs, working with each other, to really make sure that we're maximizing our members' dollars, but take us to the future of digital.
Yeah, because both you guys are going through a digital transformation. I know I've talked to John a number of times about the digital transformation. So how's that going for you guys, and where are you in the process, or if it even, does it ever end? Is it like owning a home? It's never done? If you want to keep making it better? Where are you guys in that process of the digital?
Well, you know, transformation is an interesting term because I think it's going to be transformation for forever.
I think so, too.
And I think that's the way of the world that we live in right now, and it's the way of the technology changes that we live
in. Right.
So we started probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I still would say we're at the infancy because what we've kind of moved into is digital, but our other channels are important to us also. And so what we're trying to do is make an experience that is complementary.
I was thinking the same word.
Complementary across all our channels.
Yeah.
And so we're building a financial health or financial wellness mission. And so we need to make financial wellness very digital as well as in person. And you can imagine there's some challenges with that. And that's the part that I think we're on our infancy.
Okay. And Warner, how about you guys? Because I know you guys are, what, 2-3 years into yours?
Yeah, well, I think probably, I mean, from like initiation and really,
There we go.
You know, really from kind of putting things to paper and then actually putting them onto action, we're probably at about 2 years. And for us, it's a very similar concept of really making sure that digital just isn't on the front end from the member, but it's really from end to end. So that our members are experiencing it, our employees are experiencing it, and it's really about where can we be efficient and maximizing that opportunity and making sure that our members really aren't seeing all that back work we're needing to do to get to the digital. So I agree, it's forever. It's always moving forward, and we're trying to figure out how do we be either a step ahead, step with it, or comfortable enough to be that step behind, but still coming forward with it.
Do you guys feel a little pressure from like the fintechs that are kind of encroaching on our end? They're kind of nipping at our heels. Do you guys feel any pressure in that area? Aaron, do you guys feel pressure? Or are you just kind of doing your own thing?
Anybody who has more money to spend than we do, yes, there's pressure.
Okay.
And there's a lot out there that have to do it. So our strategy has been, as it relates to digital transaction services, good enough. That's all we're trying to do. But as it relates to financial health and well-being, we want to be a leader in that space. So we have to pick and choose where we really are going to invest to be prominent and let good enough be okay everywhere else.
Right. Wonder how about you guys? Feel it a little bit?
Oh yeah, definitely. So it's not just actually the digital aspect of where things are moving from a technology standpoint, but it's also a mindset with the employees or our partners. We call ourselves cast members. It's really making sure that we can embrace it as well, because those are the team members that are going to help us continue to move forward. But the other piece of it is trying to find that partnership. We're not going to be able to do it on our own. And to your point, there's more money out there that we don't have. We need to be smart about our investment and our capital. And so it's really finding those fintech partners that want to work with us and help us move forward and bring the credit union industry into their world as well.
Yeah, the fear of fintechs is kind of gone, but now it's the partnership, I hear, is the kind of the trend right now. So what do you guys want to take, what do you guys want the audience to take back to their credit unions from your discussion today? Even though it hasn't happened yet, but I'm just saying, hypothetically, what do you guys want for the folks to take back to their credit unions?
You know, I would say, number one, we'll never have the money others have. So what we have to have is the smarts and be very, very purposeful, figure out a plan, stick to your plan, but be flexible because things change constantly. Mm-hmm. And if you stay and understand the membership, if you understand where things are moving to, try to be with that movement and just know, be very planful of where you're going to put your investment for the best of your members.
Yeah, I like the flexible part too, because it's always changing.
Yes.
Something major will have happened by the time this interview is over, so you've got to be really flexible. So Warren, how about you? What do you want the folks to leave with?
You know, I think it's important that everyone understands the flexibility concept, but then also taking a moment to look back, but doing that more regularly, because it is going to help us move forward, and it's going to help us understand what's happening in the industry. And the world that we lived in maybe 2 or 3 years ago is no longer there. The strategic plan of 3 to 5 years, that's not going to apply in the future. It's really about a 90-day and 120 and moving forward. And then being smart about the capital investment. What are you doing with it, and how is it going to give back to you as an organization to give back to the members? And that's really the big piece. There's no one solution. There's not a golden ticket anywhere. You got to find what's right for your organization and then embrace it and move it forward.
Speaking of finding what's right for your organization, with all the fintechs, all the technology out there, how do you guys filter out what will work for your credit union, what won't work for your credit union? That's got to be a daunting task in itself. Warner, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting because I sit really in the back office, and I have a very strong partnership, though, with our digital teams. And we spend a lot of time just looking at who's out there from a partnership perspective. The technology is there, and it's going to continue to advance, and from company to company, it's going to be out there. So we're looking for individuals who want to be part of our organization with us and help us move forward. And that's how we're going to find the right ones and make sure that our members are going to value from it as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Aaron, how do you guys disseminate?
We stick to our mission.
Smart
and simple. Yeah. And we align what we need to do to the mission. And we make sure that the mission is in the forefront. Mm-hmm. But we need to make sure that we have the foundational services as well. Yeah. But we will invest in the mission. And that's, to me, our niche. Because there are things we will do that a for-profit institution would never do. And that's where we need to make sure that our members feel the richness of that offering to them.
So. Indeed. That's a great message to end on. Guys, I'll let you off the hot seat. Thank you so much. Good luck up on stage. I can't wait for this one. This is going to be one of my favorites for sure. So good job. Good luck up there. Thank you very much. Aaron, thank you so much as always. Warner, thank you so much. Good job.